Thanks for coming in, Evan.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Phil. Thank you.
Good to see you again. You bet. Evan Ewing, Public Health Specialist with Richland County Health and Human Services on today's morning show. Wisconsin. It's 66 degrees at 7 o'clock. Today's news update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. As the remains of Hurricane Beryl move north, millions of people are still sweating it out in the aftermath. ABC's Victor Oquendo's in Houston.
Debris flying through the air, power lines down, buildings damaged. Twisters coming on the heels of Hurricane Beryl that struck Texas and Louisiana, leaving at least 8 people dead. More than 1 million still left without power to swelter in the Texas heat.
The mood on Capitol Hill these days uncertain as Democrats wrestle over President Biden's re-election and whether they should back his candidacy or continue urging him to bow out amid concerns over his ability to win in November. Former President Donald Trump reveling in the turmoil as he returns to the campaign trail.
Tonight I'm officially offering Joe the chance to redeem himself in front of the entire world.
And that's when he challenged Biden to a, quote, man-to-man debate with no moderators and no holds barred, he said. The president hosting NATO leaders attending this week's summit in Washington. This is ABC News. A would-be carjacker facing charges after officials say Kentrell Flowers allegedly tried to steal a car sitting outside the home of Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
What he didn't realize is that the people in the car were U.S. Marshals protecting the home of the Supreme Court Justice. One of the deputy U.S. Marshals firing 4 shots, wounding Flowers in the mouth.
That's ABC's Pierre Thomas. And history made in an operating room.
A Massachusetts man now has his voice back after a rare surgery. Marty Kedian is the first ever cancer patient to undergo a total larynx transplant.
I want people to know this can be done, and it's a process, but it's worth it.
The 59-year-old was part of a study aimed at opening the life-changing operation to more patients.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Only 2 other people in the U.S. have had this surgery. Both of them had their surgery after injuries, not cancer. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow. tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
Today, a high of 83. The forecast calls for some sunshine at times and a brief shower possible this afternoon. Spotty showers tonight and 60. 84 Thursday with a little humid at times and a brief shower in the afternoon. 85 for Friday. Saturday, 88 with a period of showers, some that could produce heavy rain. Likewise for Sunday, some rain in the forecast and a high of 92. In Richland Center, it is 66 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space in our new place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two-step. Put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country, Levi's in them low beats, stinging in some red dirt, sweeping all the full feet. Out here in the sunset, Silverado back beach. You never wanna go home and never wanna not be dancing in the country, dancing in the country. Yeah, go left, right, left, you make it. Sway, you're making me wanna play some Alabama and Jackson. Got you around my neck, you're making me wanna stay, you're making me wanna lay you down here in the pasture. Yeah, we can two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country, Levi's in them low.
There you go, Tyler Hubbard. That's where I developed some of my best moves there in the pasture. You know, barefoot, you got to watch where you step. Anyway, thanks for joining us today. Speaking of watch where you step, old Hanko will be in here in a little bit. And we have birthdays and anniversaries as well for Wednesday, July 10th from WRCO and WRCE. This is Kenny Chesney.
I couldn't wait to turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all
anymore. I took Katie down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. I never wanted nothing more. I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. My buddies all trying to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. A little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I died. I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am and I'm what I'm not. I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live and love and laugh a lot, and that's all I. And I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knees. Right then and there, I swear, it changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am and I'm what I'm not. I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot. That's all I need. Never wanted nothing more. And I never wanted nothing back.
me something in my hand. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And if you ain't coming back, I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out my phone.
Wallen and One Thing at a Time here on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCE FM 107.7, and AM 1450. It's 16 minutes after 7.
It is hard to balance the combination of spring's warm, rainy days with the occasional winter wind chill. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. A heat pump from Armstrong Air is a great solution for inconsistent temperatures. There are also financial incentives for upgrading to a heat pump, along with potential energy savings on your utility bill. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote, 647-6345.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
A few things to celebrate today. It is National Kitten Day. Celebrate with a kitten. Just don't bring one home, okay? It's also, let's see, don't step on a bee day. That's good. Thing to do. You never do that on purpose, I wouldn't think. But also, let's see, Pick Blueberries Day. That sounds like a good thing. I like to eat them. Today is also Teddy Bear Picnic Day. Take your teddy bear out for a picnic. It'll be a great day for it.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market today between 1:30 and 6 at the historic train depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking is available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week, they're hoping you have bedding plants, fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, and much more. Broccoli, spring lettuces and greens, snap peas, spring onions, tomatoes, mushrooms, maple syrup, honey, candy, canned goods, eggs, meats, and more. Be sure to stop by the tasting table for a sample of each week's market products. The market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers as well. Check your EBT SNAP account to make sure you have the funds that you are requesting. Then come to the information table to use your Quest card for purchases. For senior vouchers, check with the local Human Resources Department to see if you qualify. At the market, look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. Keep in mind that senior vouchers can only be used to buy fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. The popular Boomerang shopping bag program continues. Check with the information table for more information. See you today from 1:30 until 6 at the Richland Area Farmers Market at the historic train depot on Seminary Street, downtown Richland Center.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip. I'm running late, buddy.
Yeah, you're a little late today, but that's all right. You made it.
I made it, but you got me all the way down in the grind.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Working hard, are you?
Trying to.
Mm-hmm. To stay awake, or what are you doing?
Doesn't matter, does it?
Well, no.
Yeah. Well, you said as long as we're staying busy.
Well, yeah, right. Or acting like it.
How was your evening?
Yeah, it was good. Good. Almost got totally stuck. I did get stuck, but I was able to get out of the
stuck in the
muddy
yard.
Mess. So we've lived in our current location. This is 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
And I've never seen it where the soil was saturated. And it's not like the normal places, like the edge of the lawn. Sometimes we have water even. Right. It'll come up into the lawn. But no, it's like in the middle of the yard. There's like really? Some sink areas. And so I went to turn around there with a zero turn and made enough of a rut where all of a sudden I was spinning. Not a good thing.
So you had two ruts out there.
Yeah, there wasn't anybody around. And I you know, it was kind of embarrassing, you know, people going by and you're waving. But I was able to swing the front end with my brute strength to kind of get it in a different direction, and then I was able to get out of there. Otherwise, I'd have been calling you, probably. And
apparently, Leia was there, huh?
Yeah. She could have helped.
Or June.
She wasn't there. No. So I was on my own.
You were bacheloring it up with the lawnmower then, huh?
I was. But I got out of it. I'll tell you what, the lawnmower and me, both, we needed baths when we got done, though.
Yeah.
It was a little muddy.
Yeah, you do every morning, but we're afraid to say anything.
Yeah, well, last night and this morning.
Apparently, you don't ever look at the suggestion box that you put out.
Oh, is there a suggestion? Oh, boy.
I was in Viroqua doing basketball.
Really?
Yep.
I bet was it kind of muggy, or was it air conditioned?
It was air conditioned.
Okay.
Henry doesn't like to sweat.
No one else likes it when Henry sweats either. So there you go.
Hey.
So, yeah, that summer league has to be getting just about done.
Hope.
It? Yeah. Getting there.
That was my last basketball, I believe, for the summer. So,
okay.
I only had three dates, so I'm glad of that.
Uh-huh.
So, but anyway, tonight, softball in Viroqua.
Oh, you're coaching?
No.
Oh, umpire.
Yep.
Well, that's
so
good.
With, I'm ready for that to be done, too.
Uh-huh. Well, it won't be long.
No, I mean, honestly, about a week away. Or a month away, football practice.
Yeah, 1st of August. I mean, it has to. I don't know for sure if that's the exact
date. August 11th is our first scrimmage.
Right, and the first game is August 16th.
Yeah.
So it has to start.
Got to start soon.
14 days before that, at least.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yes, it is.
Where'd the summer go?
Well, after the 4th, it flies. But
yes,
that's why you got to, you know, live each day and kind of not look ahead. So be happy with July 10th.
Well, I'm happy that I'm here.
Yeah, and we're happy too.
Are
it's,
you though?
It's Factor Henko today.
It is Factor Henko today. My question to you: are you ready for Factor?
Not really.
All right, buddy. Here's something. that I've dug deep here. In a science experiment, it was shown that an incoming call on an iPhone is capable of igniting steel wool placed near the phone, Philip.
I'm going to say that's not true.
It is not true, Phil. Did you call that one, or we tried to put the steel wool over your eyes? So.
All right.
Even if a pig could fly, Phil, other pigs would not be able to witness it because they cannot bend their necks upward to look at it.
I think that's true.
It is true, and most of them are disgruntled about it anyway.
Good one. Oink, oink. Yep. Yeah, I know. I'm kind of a pig expert because I tried to raise him when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, I was a pig whisperer. So.
A pig whisperer?
Pig whisperer.
How'd that go?
Not real well. No.
Kind of like with the chicken and the cow?
Yeah. Yeah, we had
not
all
good,
kinds
huh?
of, no. No. But I wasn't real speedy except when the mama sow was after me.
Yeah.
Then I could jump. You could
get out of there.
Hurdle gates and everything. Yeah.
Without question. When chocolate develops with white blotchy areas on its surface.
Yep.
This is known as chocolate bloom. It looks unappetizing, but the taste is unchanged, Phil.
Well, that's probably got to be true.
It's a bunch of hanko.
Really?
It is called a chocolate bloom. It's a chocolate worst nightmare. It can either alter the chocolate's flavor, making it waxy, crumble, and grainy. It's safe to eat, but who wants to?
Well, you never know. I have some Mallow cups that are past the expiration.
I don't even look at it. When it comes to Mallow cups, Snicker bars, or Butterfingers, I don't even look at the expiration of it.
You don't look to see if they're white?
No, don't
blotchy.
Care.
No?
If I'm going to eat it, I'm going to eat it.
I say those still taste the same.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I never.
Although with Mallows, the Mallow, the marshmallow gets a little bit kind of thick, tough to chew.
Yeah, put it in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Or use a mallow as s'mores, you know.
That'd be a good idea.
Wouldn't need a marshmallow then.
No, just the person that's eating it.
Well, yeah. Well, he is a marshmallow.
I didn't say that.
Yep. You are what you eat, right?
Right.
Yep.
In 2022, the Federal Communications Commission added a new warning in addition to the current sex, swearing, or violence warnings shown before film and TV programs. A warning for mild vomiting has been added.
I'll say that's true.
It's a bunch of...
Oh, no.
No barf warnings yet, but it's probably coming.
Boy, I hate to see that.
I do too.
Movie or TV show when somebody does, it's like, oh, come on.
Yep.
Why did I have to see that? Why couldn't they just have suggested it? I didn't need to see it, right?
Yeah, you remember the other day we had, you know, I said T-Rex couldn't, you know...
Oh, yeah. He looked like Phil Knee in the outfield.
Yes.
Yeah.
A scientific paper in 2022 suggests that T-Rex arms evolved to be short to prevent them from being bitten off by other T-Rex in feeding frenzies.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. And that's why you should always keep your elbows off the table.
I suppose. Well, I got it on there right now. I better get it off there. Okay.
Right. Females falling from a tall building are less likely to survive than males.
I'm going to say that's false.
It's a bunch of hanko. Females are more likely to survive than males fall out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say it's about the same.
No, it's true. It's fact. Or hanko. You're right. I was just reading the back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bunch of hanko.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Got you.
Blue diamonds are considered to be the most expensive stones in the world. Blue diamond.
I'm going to say that's false.
Nope, that's true.
Is it true?
That's true.
I thought that was the case, but then I'm thinking, aren't there black diamonds?
Yeah, but yes, they are.
But black blue diamonds. Or more?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Learn something every day.
Yep. Mike Tyson once offered a zookeeper $10,000 to let him fight a silverback gorilla.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. It is true.
You know, it'd be really bad if you lost.
I know.
The silverback gorilla would have really long arms.
Yes.
So he'd be able to really keep you away from his head when you're trying to box.
I don't think Mike Tyson would have stood in the ring for around with him.
No, probably not.
I am. So
okay.
Maybe he would have got his ear bitten.
True. All right.
A research team out of Melbourne, Australia has successfully taught lab-grown human brain cells living in a petri dish to play the 1970 games 70 video game Pong.
That's got to be false.
It's true.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do they cheer each other on with a Mexican brainwave? I'd have no idea.
Oh, Pong. You didn't need to think too much to play Pong, did you?
No, I still wasn't any good at it.
Lab-grown human brain cells playing video game Pong. Well, then the other question is, where do you find Pong?
Exactly.
It's got to be different.
Isn't that from Atari?
Yeah, I think so. I think they were the first ones.
You just moved it back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. Then you had TV tennis.
Yeah.
Was the other thing. Instead of one little paddle, you had two.
Right.
You had one by the goal, and then it was kind of like a small version of foosball.
Right.
Those were the two first ones that I remember.
Hmm.
And I remember playing Asteroids in the...
Loved Asteroids. Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Now, that was fun, too. And then they had... double ones, too.
Yes,
it was like a table where you could have a partner and you could battle them together.
Yep.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Naming a car can be tricky. For an example, when the Chevrolet Nova was introduced into the Spanish market, Chevrolet didn't consider Nova in Spanish means... doesn't go.
Yeah, that's true.
I've heard
that before. Yeah, exactly.
Apparently something was lost in translation.
It was kind of like that in America, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't a bad car.
Okay, well,
They made worse ones.
Yes. Last one. The fish that eats crocodiles is called the Goliath tigerfish. Okay? And it has 32 teeth.
Wow. I'll say that's true.
It is true. Look at those teeth.
Holy cow. Mm. They are pointed, aren't they?
They are definitely pointed. Mm. I would hate to brush them every day.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to pull that with my Zebco 202.
I was going to cook an alligator or a crocodile or an alligator the other day, but only had a crock pot.
Boom.
Again,
That's eighth grade, baby.
Third grade comedy.
He's
here,
got
buddy.
Yeah, you've graduated. That was amazing.
Any plans for the day, buddy?
No, I don't think so.
Just whipping us hard here.
The biggest thing will be just staying out of June's way, because I think it's cleaning night. So you got to either look busy or, get out of the way.
Don't you have a meeting or something you can go to?
I hope so.
Well, buddy, have a good day.
Have a good one there.
Be kind.
Yep, you bet.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center this morning at 11:30. Today we'll feature a special herd from Racine County from a retiring farmer. Included are 6 identified Holsteins, all fresh in April, plus fresh cows, 2-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows,
first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadyauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale in Ithaca this morning at 11:30. Your source for top-notch cattle.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
This day in history, on July 10th, 1890, Wyoming was admitted as the 44th U.S. state. 1929, American paper currency was reduced in size as the government began issuing bills that were approximately 25% smaller. And in 1962, the first active communication satellite, Telstar 1, was launched by NASA. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for today, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Braden Baronic from Richland Center Primary School. Mason Bell, happy 15th from Grandma Bell. Also, happy birthday to Kevin Steinmetz from Richland Center United Methodist Church. And on the 10th of July, we salute Sue Pilla and Shelby Funk from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. The Richland Center Lions salute Braden Lee Baronic, Charles Adams, and Barbie Adams. Happy birthday to Danica Pauls from Jay and Mary Pat. Daniel Tagmeyer from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Greetings to Mary Lynn's from the Durst families today. Happy birthday to Millie King from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. To Alan Umbehound from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. And to Ricky Grunberg from friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. You can celebrate at the Richland Area Farmers Market today. All of our birthday celebrants. Lots of things going on there today as well. Let's see. We also have a happy birthday wish to Charlie Adams. Happy 70 years young. Enjoy your special day from Pat, Matt, Liz, and Ben. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club with a full calendar today. Happy birthday to Carrie Egner, to Joelle Fuller and Tracy Goplin, Alicia Krieger. Happy birthday to Steve Nelson and Jamie Stanichka, along with John Wilkinson. Happy anniversary, Matthew and Amy McKenna, to Jillian and Jordan Scott, and Cody and Aaron Sorge. Bloom City Town Crier today saluting Rufus Hawkey. Also to James Moorhart and Jamie Stanichka. Happy anniversary, Jamie and Sherry Johnson, today. Happy anniversary to Marla Zerati from Joe. Have a great day today. And also to Marla and Joe from Jen, Mandy, Bradley, and Trevin. To the Zeratis, Marla and Joe, congratulations and best wishes.
What do you get her for her birthday this year? What about a custom-cut loose gemstone of her favorite color? Then she can design her own piece of stunning jewelry at J.J. Walsh Jewelers. Hey, this is Jamie, and we specialize in one-of-a-kind custom designs, and we have hundreds of gorgeous loose gemstones to choose from. For the woman who is hard to buy for, this is the perfect gift. She gets something that she designed and has fun doing it. We can help along the way, too. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
Dunkin' dropped a new kind of energy. Introducing Spark Energy by Dunkin'. It's energy for the fun of it. Available in two full-on delicious flavors, Berry Burst and Peach Sunshine. It's what you need when your afternoon needs you to get going. A revitalizing burst of caffeine, vitamins, and minerals gives you the energy to turn the fun up to 11. True story. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app and get a medium Spark Energy for $3 in the month of July. Fruit flavored, contains 0% fruit juice, caffeine from caffeine, and guarana. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
67 on WRCO Radio. As we head toward news time, this is George Jones.
With time, my face has wrinkled, but my blue eyes still sparkle with the love I felt for you the day we met. To me, you're just as lovely as the first time I saw you. Times have changed, but our hearts haven't yet. I'm still the same old me, loving the same sweet you. Time hasn't withered. Smile is still as special as it was the day we married. Years haven't changed the love we shared. I'm still the same old me, loving the same sweet you. Time hasn't withered.
Same sweet you.
For a special special couples today, George Jones, and this is Phil Nee. I hope you have an awesome Wednesday.
Shop local and save big this July with the red, white, and refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 68 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy overall, though more sun at times, especially late morning and afternoon. A brief shower or two is possible. Perhaps even a thunderstorm this afternoon with a high of 83. Tonight, spotty showers, thunderstorms possible this evening, overnight partly cloudy with areas of fog developing and a low of 60. In Richland Center, it is a sunny 68 degrees.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Pro-democracy advocates say they're pleased with Friday's Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling, making ballot drop boxes legal again. Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
They are a way that the electorate can access our democracy when it isn't necessarily so convenient for our healthcare workers, the rural community, single parents out there.
The advocates say it sends a clear message to the entire country.
Especially after the year we've had with bringing new maps after living under the extreme partisan gerrymander that we've lived under for over a decade, it's a message of hope.
On the other hand, the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says the court's liberal majority made a political decision. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown to make sure our attendees are doing the things that they need to do and can get to the different convention activities.
Delegates and other visitors to the Republican National Convention aren't the only ones who will have to worry about getting around Milwaukee next week.
There are folks who live within that security perimeter, and they will have extra security parameters to go through when they are going home. And I know that the Secret Service and the law enforcement officials have been in contact with them.
Crowley tells Wisconsin Eye the emergency management and sheriff's departments bear a lot of the responsibility to ensure a smooth-running convention. Nikki Haley is releasing the delegates she won during this year's Republican primary so that they're free to support Donald Trump at next week's convention. Haley on Tuesday opted to release her 97 delegates won across a dozen primaries and caucuses earlier this year. The former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador called for Republican unity at the upcoming Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Earlier this year, she said she'd backing Trump, but added that it's up to the presumptive GOP nominee to win over support from those who had previously voted for her. Haley's spokesperson says she wasn't invited to the convention and won't be attending. A Milwaukee County judge says protesters are not allowed to march in the Republican National Convention's security zone. The judge ruled late Monday that protesters have a constitutional right to march during the RNC, but not wherever or however they want. The American Civil Liberties Union sued the city last month. ACLU wanted a ruling that would allow protesters to march a different route than that designated by the city, including through the hard security perimeter. While the judge mostly thinks the security plan is reasonable, he did rule in the ACLU's favor on one point. The city cannot deny protest permits to people with criminal histories. The Richland Center Kiwanis Club will host its annual pancake supper to support its backpack program for area students. The supper will be held this evening from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Steve Kolstad is the past president of the Richland Center Kiwanis Club.
The thing to think about is it's a pancake supper that we raise money to actually use to support families that are in need and kids who need the school supplies in order to start the school year. And this is one of the major fundraisers that we use to support youth in our community in this way.
For those needing school essentials, backpack sign-up will be held Saturday, August 3rd from 9:30 to 11 and Wednesday, August 7th from 5 to 6:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Backpacks will be distributed prior to the start of school. If you are unable to attend the pancake supper but would like to make a donation, donations may be mailed to Steve Kolstad at 686 North Cedar Street, Richland Center. Make a note on the check that it is for the backpack program. Rides, games, vendors, and animals will be all open and waiting for you at the Sauk County Fair today. All livestock are to be entered today from 7 to 1. All animals must be in place by 1. Judging for the open class exhibits will begin at 9 this morning. At 10, the milk tent will offer free recipes, stickers, and Move in Mini, a mobile ambassador for dairy products and the agriculture industry. McFarlane's Farm to Fair, a free interactive display telling the story of your food, will be located north of the commercial building from 10 to 8. Also this morning, the Carnegie Shade Memorial Public Library will be on the Fame stage for a free story time. At noon, Cream of the Crop Cheesecake Challenge Contest registration will be held on the Fame stage with contest judging at 1, and Youth and Open Class exhibit buildings will open at noon. Festivities will continue tonight. The carnival will open at 4. At 5, the Sauk County Master Gardeners will present a free program combining beauty with function, vegetable and flower gardening in containers on the Fame stage in the commercial building, and the show will begin in the WCCU Livestock Pavilion. Tonight's grandstand feature will be night one of SWIRA Flat Track ATV Racing beginning at 6:30. Cost of admission is $10 for adults, $5 for children 6 to 12, and free for children 5 and under. Pit passes are $20. Two-night grandstand passes are available for $15 for adults, with a two-day pit pass available for $35. The Sauk County Fair runs through Sunday in Baraboo. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced craftsperson, you are invited to experience a fun and creative time with more than 35 nature-based workshops to choose from and more than 30 talented instructors to work with at the Shake Rag Alley Woodlanders Gathering in Mineral Point. The Woodlanders Gathering will be held Thursday through Sunday. The full day to participate Thursday through Saturday is $115. The half-day fee Thursday through Sunday is $60. To check out the activities and schedule, as well as register, go online to shakeragalley.org and click on the Retreats tab for Woodlanders Gathering.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Wednesday, July 10th. Bonnie Ellen Coleman, 88, of Soldiers Grove, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Health Services. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Vossatag Funeral Home in Gays Mills. Burial will follow at the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vossatag Funeral Home this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers or plants, memorials may be directed to North Crawford Rescue or to the Community of Christ Church. Bonnie Ellen Coleman, 88, of Soldiers Grove. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly June 13th of a heart attack at his home. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A veteran's final salute will be held at 10:45 prior to the service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice honoring veterans. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center. Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel, died June 20th at Care and Rehab Boscobel. A memorial service and celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at Boscobel Assembly of God Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at Boscobel Assembly of God Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois, died last Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery, with military graveside rites held by the local Military Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to BLF, Bibles and Literature to the French-speaking World, or Kodiak Baptist Mission. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois. Christine Fingerson, 49, of Highland, died July 1st at home following a short battle with ovarian cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 5 at the Lulof Peterson Hauck Funeral Home in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Christine Fingerson, 49, of Highland. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Lutheran Home in Wauwatosa. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. A service will also be held Sunday, September 8th at 9:30 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Lutheran World Relief or your local food pantry. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas, died March 2nd at home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the First Baptist Church Sunday from 12:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas. Donald Hanko of Cazenovia died Monday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from injuries sustained in a vehicle crash. Services are pending for Donald Hanko of Cazenovia. Beverly Miller, 88, of Ithaca, died Monday at her home. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center for Beverly Miller, 88, of Ithaca.
The Town & Country Summer Savings event is almost gone. Hurry in before the end of the week to reserve your next refrigerator, dishwasher, or laundry set. Don't miss out on final day savings on an in-stock French door refrigerator, a KitchenAid dishwasher, or a Whirlpool electric range. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill, from 8 to 5 in Richland Center. The Town & Country Summer Savings event. Your chance to save big. Hurry in today.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.